When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the PHNX D-backs podcast.
You're back.
Right here. I'm back.
He's back.
I'm back. Disneyland costs way too much money, you guys. Don't even go. Of course, this show is brought to you by the fine folks at the DraftKings Sportsbook app, America's top-rated sportsbook app. My name is Derek Montilla, occasionally known as the mayor of Disneyland. This guy over here held things down. He's the new mayor of PHNX.
There you
go. The one and only Jesse Friedman.
You know, I totally could have taken your mayoral rights while you were gone.
Yeah,
and I never tried to call myself the mayor of PHNX once. That was a missed opportunity.
It really was. You blew it. I walked into they have a town hall at Disneyland. It's on Main Street. It's right when you walk in off to your left.
Sure.
I demanded to speak to the mayor of Disneyland. You know what they told me, Jesse?
Oh.
There isn't one.
Oh. I smell opportunity.
Yeah, so basically I did the same thing I did here where there wasn't a mayor and I just took it. So now mayor of Disneyland, mayor of PHNX back here having a great time. Go ride Rise of the Resistance. It's the greatest ride I ever rode. But of course, that's not what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about the Diamondbacks ride. And that is this post All-Star break ride, what they've been doing here after the non-interesting trade deadline, Jesse. Boring, except for the way it impacts us negatively. Juan Soto officially in the division. I saw a picture of him in front of his locker. I didn't like that one bit. Didn't like it one bit. Josh Bell, Josh Hader, and Juan Soto now part of the Padres. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, all you really have to know about the trade deadline, Derek, is that AJ Preller went like absolutely berserk, and the Twins got better, and the Diamondbacks did very little. So,
are you excited about how very little they did, though? I mean, were there people you were worried that were on the trade block that you didn't want to see be traded from this team?
I think there was maybe a little bit of missed opportunity here. There were a lot of names that were mentioned that didn't get moved. And I'm not totally shocked. We had this question that I was asking basically everyone over the weekend while you were gone. If the over-under on the number of major league players that the Diamondbacks would trade, if that is set at 2.5, would you take the over or the under?
I would have taken the over on that.
A lot of people did. I took the under, which wound up being ultimately correct. Although, as Jacob will attest, I did sort of, I wanted to change my vote. So I can't fully say that I told you, I told you all what was correct because I sort of went back on it afterwards. But yeah, it was weird. I mean, David Peralta, that was sort of a given, right? We knew that was very, very likely to happen. But Luke Weaver was not. I don't think anyone really saw him as much of a trade piece at all, like that there would really be much interest in a guy like that. Whereas other guys like Ian Kennedy and Zach Davies and some longer term control pieces like Christian Walker and Joe Mantiply, I'm sure the Diamondbacks got offers, but they didn't get what they were looking for. So here we are.
I think that's the big thing is the Diamondbacks kind of needed to move David Peralta just based, I'm sure, on their plan. Right?
Yeah.
He wasn't. With the abundance of outfielders that they have, he wasn't in their plan, even if he would have been relatively cheap because of...
Yeah.
I think to them, it might have been more important just to open up that spot for another one of their young outfielders.
Right.
To come
and
up.
I thought it was hilarious. In the press conference after making that move, Mike Hazen told us that he joked with David Peralta about how he needed to be better at getting like pitchers rather than left-handed hitting outfielders. Like there was this joke that like Mike Hazen, like all he can do is get left-handed hitting outfielders. Like that's his only skill as a GM, which of course is not true. But I thought it was pretty funny that apparently that was part of his conversation with David Peralta when he told him the news. So it was a good little nugget there.
By the way, I saw the video of David Peralta thanking the fans and everything like that. It was beautiful. It's emotional, right? I haven't had a chance to talk about it, but David Peralta has...
How do you feel, Derek? Are you devastated that the freight train has left us and is now out in Tampa Bay?
I'm upset about it because
I'm
upset about it, but I'm not surprised. We talked about it before the trade deadline several times, and I think I said it would be a failure if the Diamondbacks don't move him. They're not going to give him what some other team is going to give him at the end of the season. It's just not going to happen.
Right.
It's like what we said about Cole Calhoun. It's a similar thing where it's not that he was bad. I loved him being here, and I would have loved for him to stay, but I get the financial aspect of it, that they weren't going to pay him what he can get on the open market. And, you know, why would you take a discount to stay with a team that isn't, you know, winning a championship or something of that sort, right? Like, I understand giving those discounts when you want to remain a part of the Dodgers potentially, or remain a part of a team like the Yankees because you've always wanted to be a Yankee.
Yeah.
But no one's really giving the Diamondbacks a discount when it comes to what they could get.
So
on
you're
the open
wondering
market.
If, like, maybe. Like, maybe the Diamondbacks would have kept him if they thought that David Peralta would take less or something to stay here.
Yeah, I think that they were probably, I mean, I'm sure that
don't they just have too many left-handed hitting outfielders?
I think that's part of it too, right? Okay. So, like, to even pay him, like, not even, again, it's more about what he could get from other teams versus what the Diamondbacks are probably willing to pay him.
I just don't think the Diamondbacks were, surplus. I don't think they wanted to bring him back at all because he's just, like, he's just too redundant for, like, the number of left-handed hitting outfielders that they already have.
So true. And just not to say he hasn't been productive, because he's been a very productive member of this team. He's just not worth, you know, again, paying someone when you do have this surplus of talented outfielders that, not to say you can easily replace him with, but you kind of do have the bodies for it and the talent for it.
Right.
On a personal note, I love David Peralta.
Yeah.
I loved his enthusiasm. I loved his energy. I loved the way that he was so about this team. Ever since he arrived in the locker room, he has been about this team. He's always tried to, like, bring a different kind of joy and happiness to the clubhouse that few try to bring, you know?
Yes.
You always see him high-fiving with his teammates, and I mean, that doesn't just go on in the dugout. That goes on in the clubhouse as well. He's just that kind of great guy to be around. So from that aspect, I'm going to miss him as a person. I'm going to miss his energy. He was so much fun. He was a great interview. You always knew you were going to get just some great, honest answers out of him. Not really, he didn't really give canned answers. He kind of spoke from the heart.
And he did.
So from that aspect, I'm going to miss him. But the Diamondbacks do have this young talent ready to go. We got to see that today in Tommy Henry making his debut.
Yeah.
Had himself a very good start. Seemed very nervous at times. But one of the things I like that a lot of people on Twitter were talking about was the way he rebounded from giving up that home run.
Yeah.
With two strikeouts following that up. I think that just shows a different level of, you know, focus and talent when you cannot let a mistake like that, you know, cause you to fall apart.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, that's not the first home run that Tommy Henry is going to give up in his major league career. Right.
No,
and that's a big part of being able to stick at the major league level, is like being able to make it through that and have it not completely phase you, especially, you know, in front of a bunch of friends and family. It's a big moment. I'm sure he had a lot of adrenaline. I mean, 5 innings, 4 hits, 4 runs all earned, 3 walks, 3 strikeouts. I think he hit a batter. If you just go off of the numbers, you know, it's not like, oh, this was an incredible outing or something. But I think he showed you that he belonged in a lot of ways. Just the fact that he was able to bounce back. He only gave up 4 hits. He didn't get, like, knocked around a whole lot in that regard. So I think it was a good start for Tommy Henry to his major league career. Obviously, you know, we want to see, we want to see better numbers than 5 innings, 4 runs. But I think he was better than those numbers probably indicate.
I agree. And again, once you saw him settle down, he looked like a different pitcher.
Yeah.
Which, again, I mean, it's a big deal, right? To be called up and make your debut, make your first start, especially against a very talented Cleveland Guardians team that the Diamondbacks lost 2 out of 3 against. Not an easy team to be making your debut against. They definitely hit the ball around. So I thought it was a pretty good debut, and more than anything, now it's out of the way. I want him to remain a part of this staff and see what he can do going forward.
Sure.
It's kind of like the thing with, you know, what we were just talking about with David Peralta. At this point of the season, it's not tank season yet. I'm not putting on the tank top yet. But what I'm saying is, at this point of the season, you know, you really do have the ability to kind of let these guys make some mistakes and, you know, kind of get their feet under them at a major league level before we, you know, get to the next season. And it's why you and I have both been calling for them to call up some more guys. We've been saying we need to see Corbin Carroll. Let's just at this point get these guys up here and let them make their debuts so that those nerves can go away and they can get used to being a big leaguer. Didn't take very long for Alec Thomas to become that. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Alec Thomas was a guy we wanted to see that out of. And this guy has just continued to be excellent. In fact, he had himself an incredible series against the Cleveland Guardians. And he's actually our king of the series. He went 500 at the dish. He did have another bat in that game after saying it. But 6 for 12 with a home run, 4 RBI, 3 runs scored. And Alec Thomas just continues to be everything we wanted out of him. And, I mean, I can't say enough about how great this season has been. He's not in the contention for Rookie of the Year like we thought he might be, but
he still has a shot. Spencer Strider has had quite a season for the Atlanta Braves, so it's gonna be tough. But yeah. if he has a couple really good months at the dish, it's still possible. But you're right, he's not the favorite. He's not in the top three either at this point. So
is that? I mean, here's the thing. I know accolades are great and everything, but this kind of reminds me of, you know, like the perfect game scenario that Torey Lovullo was talking about. There's a point where you'd prefer that your guys just concentrate on playing baseball and not concentrate about a potential, you know, Rookie of the Year campaign or something like that. Like,
yeah.
Don't get me wrong. It would be incredible. It would be amazing. And especially for this team that doesn't have a lot of, you know, titles, championships to hold on to, you know, having one of your guys get the Rookie of the Year. I get excited. I get how exciting that can be. It just can also be a little bit of a distraction from, you know, the goal, which is to continue your progression as a ball player.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I don't think Alec, I mean, I wrote about his Rookie of the Year candidacy and the possibility that, you know, he could be in that mix about a month or two ago. And I talked to him about it and, you know, he said that would be cool. Like he was pretty stoked about the thought of, you know, being a Rookie of the Year. I mean, that's obviously something that like every young player aspires to do. I don't know if Alec Thomas is the kind of guy who would be super distracted by that. It didn't seem like something that was like heavily on his radar, something he was thinking about a lot, which you wouldn't expect. I mean, these guys are professionals and they sort of understand how this stuff works. But
the problem is us. We're the problem.
Yeah, we're the ones who stress about it.
Right? When he doesn't know he's in like the top three consideration for Rookie of the Year because he's not paying attention to things, we're the fucking ones to tell him. We're the ones
who
are like, hey, what do you think about Rookie of the Year stuff? And they're like, oh, wait, I didn't even know I was part of that. Paul Goldschmidt used to tell us all the time he didn't know how many home runs he had or RBI he had. And, you know, people always had to, like, remind him, so what do you think about hitting your, like, 30th home run? And he'd be like, oh, man, you'd almost see him like, no, don't tell me that. I don't want to know how good I'm doing, right? Like, I just want to hit the ball hard, right?
He actually didn't know?
I think he really didn't know.
You think he really didn't know?
I don't know. I mean, some guys, like, Zach Gallen had no problem admitting, like, when he was in the middle of that no-hitter, that he kind of knew what was going on. Like,
yeah, I mean,
pitchers
I
and stuff
so.
Always want to kind of like tell you like, oh, I wasn't really paying
attention to that.
I didn't
really realize
it.
Yeah, that's a hot pile of garbage, right?
Zach Gallen was like, oh no, I knew. He's like, for a minute, I thought it was a perfect game, but then I was like, oh no, there was that error. So nah, it's just a no hitter and that's not as important.
I remember for a while, like a few years ago, I thought that I genuinely wondered, like, does Paul Goldschmidt know how good he is? Like, is he actually aware?
Yes. I think he knows how good
he
is.
I think he does.
But
yeah.
I think he tries to ignore it as much as possible, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of like I was telling someone about, you guys know me, I'm a huge wrestling fan. I didn't watch SummerSlam. So SummerSlam's one of their big shows.
Whatever did you do without SummerSlam, Derek?
Well,
I can't even imagine.
I have a way to bring this back around. Just let me get there.
Okay. All right.
So it's like, it's not that I didn't see stuff. It's not like I can't be on Twitter without seeing people like talking about stuff like that, considering the people I follow and being,
I can be on Twitter.
You can and not see a word about it. Right. Me, it's different, right? But I do my best to ignore it. So it's like I think about somebody that like as an athlete wants that. It's not that they're not being told at times that they're setting certain goals or records or that they're you're on pace for 120 RBI season or something like that, because someone's going to bring it up to them and then that information doesn't go away. You want to ignore it, you want to forget it, but it's still going to live inside of your head that someone told you you're on pace for 120 RBI season or something, right?
So
I think that's the kind of stuff that happens, but I don't think he actively is on Baseball Savant checking out his exit velos.
No,
right? Like, some guys are just so
modest though that you genuinely like, is he aware, like, do some of these guys actually know, like, how good they are at what they do? And I'm sure, like, deep down somewhere, I mean, Paul Goldschmidt must have, like, had an idea that, yes, he was one of the best first baseman of the game and is still now,
right,
a, you know, possible MVP favorite.
But I do think there is something to actively ignoring it, because again,
yeah,
it's about pressure and such building up. Baseball is such a long season.
Yeah.
You can't toot your own horn too long about your past accomplishments,
no,
because you could fall off tomorrow and then go 0 for 40 over,
yeah,
your next, you know, 5, 6, 7 fucking games. So baseball is just weird like that when it comes to the mental aspect of it. And I,
yeah,
think guys try to just keep themselves in a relatively, you know, in a relatively calm pattern where they're not thinking too much about what they've done in the past or if they might be reaching goals. However,
sure,
I'm sure that they're very well aware of, like, contractual stipulations and, you know, like, if you hit this many home runs, you get a bonus. I'm sure they know about that,
sure,
stuff, right? Like,
sure,
you can only be paying if money's on the line. I can imagine you're paying attention. But again, shout out to Alec Thomas, our king of the series. And again, check out our friends at the DraftKings Sportsbook if you haven't done so already. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use our promo code of PHNX. Make your first deposit and you'll get a risk-free bet up to $1,000. That's promo code PHNX. Only at the DraftKings Sportsbook. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. DraftKings Sportsbook, get in there, bet on baseball. Baseball's so much fun to bet on. Get yourself a same game parlay, multiple game parlays, it doesn't matter. They've been tying some factors together for you to do a same game parlay with an easy pick. I'm going to say some of those you might want to steer clear of at times, but some of them are very tantalizing. So keep an eye on those as well as making your own. Remember, the more legs you add, the more money you win, and that's what's great about the DraftKings Sportsbook. Go on there, bet 50 cents on every single game of the day and watch you hit. Make yourself a nice, tidy little money with a very low-risk bet. But again, use our code of PHNX and get that $1,000 in a risk-free bet on your first deposit. And also, check out our friends at FOCO. I love what we are doing with our friends at FOCO. They have the best bobbleheads that you could find. I don't care what anybody says. Supply chain issues be damned. They didn't slow down FOCO and their incredible selection of bobbleheads for all sorts of events. I personally love the Dodger Dog. They have a Dodger Dog bobblehead from the All-Star game, and I love that one. They also have a bunch of their All-Star jerseys. Can't believe Derek just swore. What show have you been watching? What is happening, Ben? Welcome to the show. I try to get
it. Got used to the lack of swearing over the last couple days.
I try to get at least 3 in per show. That's my goal. It's on my sheet. It's like, have you done enough curse words today? But I try not to do them during the ad read. So let me.
It is part of Derek's contract.
It is. I'm contractually obligated.
Quota.
It's that and liking all baseball movies. Those are part of my contractual obligations. But if you love baseball like I do, make sure to check out FOCO because they have you covered in Arizona Diamondbacks merchandise. They have officially licensed gear for men, women, kids, pets, swimsuits, bobbleheads, Crocs, the whole line. They have everything. So check out FOCO. They got you covered with our code of PHNX. They'll get you 10% off non-presale items. So head over to foco.com or click the link below in the description. And man, I'll tell you, I know I have friends out there that have like, they have bookcases filled with bobbleheads.
Oh, yeah.
And the minute they figure this place out that exists and they can get them there, they're going to be all about it. So make sure to check out FOCO for their collectibles. Their bobbleheads are just, I miss bobbleheads, Jesse. I'm mad about it. I feel like I would lie to. I saw bobbleheads all over downtown Disney for stupid crap.
I'm sure.
Why can't
you
the baseball teams have bobbleheads? What happened?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm mad.
There's a pretty sick Seth Beer bobblehead on the FOCO website right now.
Which is
unfortunately Seth Beer is not quite performed to the level that you would like to see in these first few games, but there's still time.
There's also a t-shirt over at phnxlocker.com of Seth Beer, aka Seth Cerveza, that you can pick up.
It's just Seth Cerveza. It's not Seth Beer.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's not Seth Beer related in any way, shape, or form. Seth Cerveza is a mascot of ours, of course. Beer. I mean, come on. Of course, that's our mascot. PHNX bobbleheads. When I told Jesse that's his a bobblehead of me is going to be his Christmas present. So
that's terrifying.
Soon enough.
Which of your ridiculous shirts is this bobblehead?
I don't know. There's so many to choose from, Jesse. There's so many to choose from.
Okay, so someone asked earlier. Alex asked, "Can Alec Thomas win a Gold Glove?" Which is a very interesting question. Because looking at some of the defensive metrics, I'm just looking at defensive runs saved right now. if you go to Fangraphs and you click on center fielders and you sort defensive run saved, who has the most, Alec Thomas currently leads the National League, which is pretty crazy considering that he hasn't even like he hasn't even played that many games in center field yet because he didn't start the season with the team. So it's also funny. There's an article from a couple of months ago that was talking about like the early favorites for the Gold Glove. This is from OvertimeHeroics.net, which I don't know much about this website, to be frank with you, but it is amusing. Their favorite for center field in the National League for the Gold Glove Award. You want to guess who it is, Derek?
I do not.
It is Dalton Varsho.
No way.
Is their favorite for center field Gold Glove. God. And now we're talking about could Alec Thomas win the Gold Glove? And I want to say no because he still is like not played as many games as a lot of other guys have there. But at least as far as defensive runs saved, it looks like he's probably in the mix. So
it's pretty fun. It's pretty fun.
It's pretty crazy.
Goes right back to the thing I said that I didn't like. I don't want him to be like going for awards.
Yeah, there you go.
His mind, but hey.
Yeah, so now I'm going to write an article about Alec Thomas possibly having an opportunity to win the Gold Glove Award, and Derek's going to get angry at me.
Yeah, you're going
to
ruin it.
I'm going to waltz up to Alec Thomas and tell him about it, and then
don't even get me started on that Seth Cerveza shirt. Anyway, Mark Melancon, speaking of things that make me upset, blew 2 games in a row.
He did.
He now has 10 losses on the season. Jesse, what do we do with this man?
Yeah, we talked about this a little bit yesterday and the day before. We never actually used
never
this graphic.
Used
we never used this graphic.
I hate
this
it so much.
This is a tweet we put out where,
this
yes.
Is like looking into the sun right
in
here.
In 2021, Mark Melancon had 39 saves and only lost 3 games for the San Diego Padres. In 2022, he has 14 saves and now 10 losses on the season. And to be fair, this most recent one was a little bit cheap because he just let the ghost runner score, and those don't count as earned runs, but like we talked about yesterday, you still get a loss if you allow a ghost runner to score and you lose the game as a result. So it's difficult. It's a difficult spot for him to be in when he has to like make sure the ghost runner doesn't score and otherwise he's gonna lose the game. But
What?
Just to look.
It's a difficult spot for him to be in and not giving a fucking hit in an inning or fucking let a runner score. Jesse, come on.
When you have a runner at second and nobody out,
no.
It's pretty hard to not let the guy score.
We need to stop making excuses for this.
It's just that game, though.
Season.
The game before that, Mark Melancon, it was not great, and he unfortunately deserved that loss. So I don't know what the team is gonna do. You kind of have to hold on to him. I mean, he's under contract for next year.
Next year?
Yeah. Great. He has an option the year after that, which...
Oh, my God. Is it a player option?
No.
Oh, thank God.
No, I believe it is a team option.
Okay, that's good.
But
that's better.
That yeah, that better. That would be a tough spot for the team to be in.
Confirm, Mark Melancon is paying Jesse. I 1,000% believe that shit. Well, no, that's not true because Jesse over here, he's ready to make Kevin Ginkle the new closer. He's ready to anoint him as the new closer.
I tweeted that out from the account. I never said that.
You never said that?
No, that was the persona of the Twitter account.
Intern said it.
Yeah, it was our intern.
Damn intern. But Kevin Ginkle didn't look so great in today's game. I think he was 2 pitches in before he gave up that home run.
Yeah. His stuff still looks good.
His stuff does look good.
But
I think that's the thing, right? You could say that about Tommy Henry. You could say that the stuff looks good.
Well, Kevin Ginkle's stuff looked especially good, especially in his first game. He faced like 4 or 5 hitters and struck 3 of them out and was like dotting corners with 97.
He was.
It was really remarkable. Yeah. So he's still a guy that I think they're going to keep around for a while.
Zach Gallen had a good outing, even though it wasn't a good outing. He didn't look super sharp, but he still did what Zach Gallen does. Gave up 3 earned and got close to 6 innings pitched, right?
Yeah.
So just getting his 6th win makes us feel a little bit better.
Yeah, it's sort of odd. Like, one of his not great starts, he gets a win. Like,
it's how it happens.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe the tide has turned for Zach Gallen.
Maybe.
It's still weird to me, though. Like, I'm curious how you feel about this, because I think about what I've seen from Zach Gallen this year, and I just feel like there's another level there, you know? Like, I don't really feel like what we've seen from Zach Gallen so far is, like, as good as he can be as a starting pitcher. And I asked Brent Strom about what he thought about Zach Gallen's first half a couple weeks ago, and Brent was kind of in the same place. He was like... Brent Strom was honestly not like that impressed with what Zach Gallen has done so far, just because he knows like how good this guy can be.
Yeah.
And so it's baffling that a guy that at least in my mind, just from the eye test, I don't think he's pitched nearly as well as he probably could. I mean, he's 6-2 with a 3.31 ERA and 106 strikeouts and 111 innings, and opposing hitters are batting 206 off of him. So I feel crazy for saying this.
Right.
But
you're like, be better.
But
guy.
Like, I really think he could be better. And that just goes to show like how high his ceiling really is as a starting pitcher.
It's consistency. And I think the reason why you say that about Zach Gallen is because you've seen him be brilliant in starts. You've seen him be just incredibly good for four innings and then seen everything fall apart inexplicably in the fifth or the sixth.
There's
just
been more of that than I expected to see this year, for sure.
And to a degree, I think the reason why it's concerning is because it feels like when they're getting, what, maybe the third time after the second time through the rotation, through the order, they are figuring him out a bit more. And that's not a great feeling about somebody that you feel is an elite pitcher, because you shouldn't be able to make those kind of like adjustments that quickly to an elite pitcher, where you can suddenly end his day in an inning because you guys get four hits and three runs off of him after he was outstanding all day long. Right.
Right.
And I think maybe that's what, again, as much as we hate it, I think that might be why Lavolo is doing what he's doing, to try to maybe forge him in fire a little bit, right? To get through those incidents and to kind of deal with the mistakes and kind of just have it callous over to the point where you have a different emotional feeling about going out there later in the game and, you know, fearing that you're going to give up runs. Lavolo talks all the time about guys in the clubhouse having a mentality of like hoping things go well instead of knowing things are going to go well, right?
Sure.
And I think that might be part of how Gallen's mentality changes throughout the game a little bit. I don't know.
Yeah, potentially. Patrick says Lamet has been DFA'd. Goodbye for the D-backs. That did strike me as a little bit odd. I mean, Denelson Lamet is a pretty big name in baseball, and he was part of the return in one of the trades that the Padres made. Which trade is that? Jacob, do you remember which trade that is where Denelson Lamet went to? I'm blanking for the moment.
Wasn't that the Hader trade?
I think it was the Hader trade. Yeah, no,
I didn't
think
know Denelson Lamet was 30 years old.
Yeah, Denelson Lamet is 30 years old, and his numbers this year are very, very poor. 12 and a third innings. He has an ERA over 9 for the Padres. So, like a pretty big name. I mean, it wasn't that long ago that Denelson Lamet looked like a number 2 starter, possibly an ace.
I remember a conversation Jacob and I had about that exact conversation last season, I believe, when we were just talking about the Padres and how stacked they were at their rotation, what they were going to do.
Like, Lamet was like an afterthought for them when he was like, oh my gosh, this guy is like, there's like 99 with like a slider that's insane. So, interesting to see him get DFA'd. I know there's just so much health history there, like just so much injury history with Lamet, so that might be a little bit of an obstacle, but I doubt his career in baseball is over at this point. I'm sure some team will get in on that. So,
and I wouldn't be surprised if the Diamondbacks do kick the tires on
him, possible.
Right? Because that's kind of been their MO this season, is trying to see what they can get out of some of these guys. Unfortunately, a lot of them haven't worked out, right? Like Dallas Keuchel didn't work out, but there are those that you quickly forget about that were a similar situation, like Noe Ramirez and, you know, even our all-star, right?
The Mantiply. Joe Mantiply, right? There you go.
So guys that tend to be a cast off, they could find a home here. So I wouldn't be surprised to see that, especially with the Diamondbacks being so familiar with him within the division. We talked about Gallen winning his sixth win. The Diamondbacks are 6 wins away from their season total for 2021, Jesse.
Wow.
They could match their season total here early in the month of August.
Yeah.
Does that mean anything to you, or is that just like, we knew that they were that bad last season? I mean, with 2 months left to play, they could potentially match their season total for last year.
That is, it is pretty crazy. I mean, I guess it sort of makes sense, right? I mean, they're on pace to win like almost 20 more games than they did last year. So it makes sense that you're going to hit last year's win total
much earlier,
with a fair amount of time to play. That's sort of how it works, but
it's just kind of baffling. I think it took them until September 1st to win 45 games.
Yeah.
So like it just, the fact that they were just so bad last year, again, I think what we're seeing out of this team this season isn't much different. It's like, I feel like this is more of what they should have gone last year. Right.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
But the injuries made the team that much more, decrease their depth that much more, right?
Yeah.
So
it looks like in this is actually insane. For the Diamondbacks to finish with the same record that they had last year, they would have to finish the year 6-52. I think I feel
do not put that into the ether, Jesse.
No, we're confident about that.
I think we can put that into the ether. Make that completely public. We can broadcast that to the world. 6-52. That is insane. The difference between this year's team and last, just That's crazy.
And if that doesn't happen, he's on Twitter at Jesse N. Friedman.
Oh, yeah.
You can find him on Twitter.
I'm giving full permission to come after
me
in the worst way.
His email address, his home phone number, all of that stuff. We'll fully dox Jesse
My
later.
Home phone number? Yes, I do have a landline, of course. Everyone has a landline. Don't you have a landline, Derek?
Oh, my God. No,
I do know what a landline
is. My friend shamed me out of having a landline. So, no, I do not have one any longer. But I used to have one up to very recently. By the way. If you don't want to yell at him, you want to go read his stuff, you can get his stuff at gophnx.com.
Well, you can also read my stuff and yell at me.
That too.
That's what the comment section on our website is for. Yeah. It's not for compliments. Nah, it's not for insightful conversation.
Right.
It's just so that you can come after the writer. So,
and it's also
highly recommend.
And when you rate us as an audio podcast, you leave us a 5-star review, but then you complain about the things that you want to see changed.
Yeah, you can say all of the negative things in the review.
Totally.
As long as it's a 5-star review. You. Yeah.
I don't like the things in the comments. Charles Woodall Pike saying Watson go 5-53. Ben saying first team to go 1-58. I don't like any of this. What is wrong with you people? But anyway, make sure to sign up for a membership at gophnx.com. That way you can read his stuff and then ridicule him online as much as you wish.
You
if you get an annual membership, you'll get a free t-shirt from the phnxlocker.com. Make sure to pick up that Seth Cerveza one. Why not? And also, you will get access to our members-only discounts over at the PHNX Locker and members-only Discord that I miss very much because I muted it while I was on vacation. I won't lie.
Wow, you muted us?
Yeah, I muted everybody. I muted the Slack.
Gosh.
I muted emails. I was in Disneyland. All right, I was taking a break from the world, and I feel rejuvenated now. There's something about Kylo Ren punking you before you have a chance to build your own lightsaber that really makes you change your outlook on the world. And I'd love to see you run your mouth like that again, Kylo Ren, to my face now that I have my lightsaber made. But, of course, quality content like this you can only find right here at gophnx.com. If you sign up for a month-to-month membership, you'll get all of those benefits except the shirt. But you'll get your first month for just 50 cents. So do that. Also, if you're watching us right now on YouTube, make sure to subscribe. Do a like. Leave us a thumbs up. All that stuff, and then sign up for notifications. That way, you don't miss whenever we go live. I am sorry to blame. I'm sorry, Elizabeth. I don't mean to do that. But anyway, also, if you are listening to us on your favorite audio podcasting app, do the thing I said earlier: leave us a 5-star review, and then complain about us in the comments, and we'll make sure to address all of your issues as we see fit. Jesse, the only division that matters in baseball is the All-City Division.
I don't care
about the National League West.
True.
I don't care about the American League or National League. Patrick McCarthy in the comments says, who has the best hair on the D-backs? I need to address that before we address anything else. Jesse, who has the best hair on the D-backs?
Oh. Well, given that his name is Patrick McCarthy, I feel like I have to say Jake McCarthy because
that's favoritism.
Possible familial
that's favoritism.
Relation there.
I don't like that. I don't think Patrick appreciates that either. I don't think he respects that.
I mean, Jake McCarthy does have pretty good hair.
He does have good hair. He does have good
flow. For the record.
It's hard not to go with Alec Thomas.
Alec Thomas.
I know we've been praising him a lot.
He does
have
pretty darn good hair.
But he has really, really incredible hair. Sadly, David Peralta was in the running there too for a little while.
He was.
I don't know what he was doing with his hair. He was just keeping it real shaved short on the side, but was doing nothing with it underneath the cap. So every time he took his baseball cap off, it was always a surprise to me what his hair looked like underneath. It's Jake's alt account. That
there
makes sense. We love you, Jake, by the way. Jesse's a big fan. I'm not saying I'm not, but Jesse's a big fan. But we are both big fans of the Diamondbacks currently leading the Rockies in our All-City Division, which is, again, the only division that matters in baseball. The race is getting close, though, Jesse. I don't like how close things are getting. I think the Diamondbacks really need to do something here to distance themselves a bit from the Rockies. I can't have Patrick and the Rockies beating us.
No, we really cannot have that.
And look at these Cubs sneaking up from behind, trying to win some games.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I mean, they're four games behind the Diamondbacks, I want to say.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, they're a little bit closer than I would have expected. I mean, the D-backs have already gained quite a bit of ground on the Rockies. The Rockies started the second half, I want to say, up 2.5 games on the Diamondbacks. Yes. The Diamondbacks, of course, came out of the gate winning 5 out of 6, and they have since lost 5 out of 6. So all of that ground that they gained, they've sort of taken just as many steps backward as they did forward, unfortunately. But yeah, the Rockies have not played good baseball since the second half started. So good things on that front.
By the way, Tommy Henry made his debut. He's the first University of Michigan draft pick to make his debut in the state of Ohio since Barry Larkin.
Wait, say that again.
He is the first University of Michigan draft pick to make his debut in the state of Ohio since Barry Larkin.
What does that have to do with the All-City graphic?
Oh.
Huh?
What does that have to do with the All-City graphic?
It has nothing to do with the All-City graphic. We're done with that now, Jacob. We've moved on from
Wait,
that.
Wait, Michigan and Ohio don't like each other? You mean like the universities?
Yeah,
like the teams?
Yeah, basically. Yeah, I think that's where that's going with. We just moved right into Tommy Henry facts is what we moved into.
That's just like such a random fact.
It really is.
Like the first University of Michigan draft pick.
To make his debut in the state of Ohio.
To make his debut in the state.
Since Hall of Famer Barry Larkin did in 1985.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Do you have any other fun facts for us, Derek?
Tommy Henry was drafted 74th overall in the 2019 draft.
That's a little bit more noteworthy, like a little bit more interesting.
Okay. I have nothing else for you.
You have nothing else?
No. No, nothing else for you.
I figured if you had one that random, then you might just be able
fire him off. Tyler Gilbert probably won't be seen for the rest of the season. He was moved to the 60-day injured list as a corresponding move for Tommy Henry getting called up.
Yeah, that is unfortunate. I kind of wonder if the Diamondbacks knowing that could or was going to happen is part of the reason that maybe they held on to a guy like Zach Davies. I know you weren't here for this, Derek, but Zach Davies started the first game of the series and only threw 56 pitches because he wasn't like fully ready to return yet in some ways, right? I guess they could have started him at the minor leagues. They could have had him go out on a rehab assignment, but they instead brought him up to the major league team, which felt a whole lot to everyone like they were pretty much giving him like an audition before the trade deadline. Right? Sure. It was literally the day before the trade deadline.
Everybody, see, he's healthy again.
Exactly. Because I don't think you, like the Diamondbacks wouldn't normally have brought up a guy to throw 56 pitches and only go 2 innings and turn it into a bullpen game unless they like really had to. So, or they had a reason like the trade deadline to maybe want to do that. So I kind of wonder if the fact that Tyler Gilbert is not going to pitch the rest of the season, maybe they felt like they needed Zach Davies on the major league roster. At least they weren't going to get anything substantial in return.
Sure.
They were like, you know, this guy has a role to play here. Our starting pitching depth is a little bit thin. So, I think that's possible.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I could see that being the case. They still have some things to figure out. Hopefully Tommy Henry can factor into that starting lineup and stay a part of that rotation for a while. They need him. And again, it's all about the development. We want to see these guys, especially guys that were having the season that Henry was having at AAA, you know, get this opportunity and hopefully continue the role that he was on at a major league level.
Yeah. And it was cool to see Brandon Pfaadt was promoted from AA to AAA. So, sort of looks like his spot in Reno was taken over by Brandon Pfaadt, who's of course another big name that we're looking forward to seeing.
Ben says Tommy Henry will be the second best athlete named Tom who went to the University of Michigan.
There you go.
Yeah.
I feel like I should know who the first one is.
I'm not telling
Jesse.
You. I am not fucking
Jesse.
Telling you.
Tommy Henry with the second best athlete named Tom, who I don't know anything about who went to the University of Michigan.
He's do I tell him?
I don't know.
Are you just forgetting Tom Brady exists?
I had no idea that Tom Brady went to the University of Michigan. I had no idea.
Yeah.
We just talked about Tom Brady getting drafted in the MLB draft.
Look, in Jesse's
That's
defense.
True. But we didn't talk about where he went to college.
Hold on. More importantly, Tom Brady, did he play baseball?
Yeah.
Well, did he at a major league level?
No.
I mean,
No. He got drafted.
Then why are you asking?
Do not let him.
Don't expect Jesse to know this shit. Come on. All right.
There we go.
Yeah. I'm defending you.
Wow, that you really changed quickly on that. You
well,
were
I
like,
did.
Jesse,
I did.
I'm not telling you.
You know why?
And then,
you know why? Is because you should know that, but I forget that you don't know who Doc Brown is.
I have no idea who Doc Brown is.
Exactly. That's the problem here. So then I forgive you for that.
I appreciate that. Anyway. You accept me for who I am. It means a lot.
You can't change people. That's all you can do. Don't try to change people. Just accept them for who they are. I'm trying to make him. Have you watched The Breakfast Club yet?
I haven't.
Yeah,
no.
See? I fucking knew it. I knew he hadn't watched it.
But I will. I will.
I know you will.
Maybe we'll talk about it tomorrow.
Maybe we'll talk about it tomorrow.
I have a wide open evening after the Diamondbacks Day game
Tommy
today.
Brady got drafted by the Montreal Expos as a catcher. I feel like I should look that up, but I don't believe you. I don't believe you. I love conspiracy hippies. I love what I saw from Henry out there. He got out of the jam in the second inning, which for a young guy on his MLB debut on the road was impressive.
Yeah.
I agree. I think so too. Also, I agree that Four Peaks is the finest beer that you can get in all of the land, especially here in Arizona. They are our partners, and they are a wonderful host for us when we do our live shows from there. You can go down to Four Peaks. I know Jesse's been talking about the chicken tendies this whole time. I'm going to talk about the beer because the beer is incredible. I had a beer shake the last time I was there
for the first time. To talk about the beer shake.
Oh, the beer shake was incredible. I don't know how to explain. I can't even begin to explain. You need to go down to Four Peaks and try it yourself because that's the only way you're going to understand how good it really is. And trust me, I'm not pulling your leg. It's a delicious shake. Made of beer and ice cream, and it's wonderful. More importantly, we're going to need another winner for our Four Peaks Toast of the Month sweepstakes to win a $50 Four Peaks gift card. Jesse lives in a cute little habitat and is very bewildered when he moves.
That is one of the truest things that has ever been said.
That's so
in our
wholesome and
section.
Sweet, and it exactly is, how it should
it's
be.
Pretty accurate.
Ben says, I wouldn't try shaking a beer. That's a great point. That's Ben, you should try working on the Jungle Cruise because I think your puns would go well there. They told me not to take any pictures in line, and that's why the pictures were bolted to the wall. But anyway, going back to the Four Peaks thing, we're going to need our next winner. So enter to win the Toast of the Month sweepstakes. Win that $50 Four Peaks gift card, a PHNX shirt of your choice, and a PHNX annual membership. Go to gophnx.com or click on the link in the show notes. Must be 21 or older to enjoy. Enjoy responsibly. Of course, I'm drinking a Hop Knot by Four Peaks. They have a wonderful variety of beer. So if you can't make it down to Four Peaks to try out their wonderful food and beers there in person, make sure to get them at your local grocery store or liquor store near you. Also, Jesse, OG's is having a little bit of a contest. And guess who the spokesperson for this contest is? Put it up on the screen, Jacob. Look at that guy.
Not, you're not the spokesperson.
I don't even remember taking that picture, Jesse. I don't know who that woman is. Oh my God. But we have stuff for you. Enter the Flavoring Life sweepstakes. One winner will receive three bags of OG's gummies, including orange creamsicle and tropical flavors, an OG's hat, a PHNX shirt of your choice, and a PHNX annual membership. Sign up at gophnx.com or again, click the link in our show notes below. Look at that guy. He's having the best time ever. I don't even know.
I never needed to see you like with the shirt.
With the shirt. Like, Jesse.
That was not.
Jesse, I go full Burt Kreischer when I get out at these events. Look at that guy, man. it's great. It's a great time. Make sure to check out our friends.
This is not inside of the cute little habitat that Chris was talking about.
Make it bigger. by the way, if you don't win, make sure to check out our friends at OG's Gummies. You can check out their wonderful products. Look at his head. Check out.
I envy everyone who is listening to the audio only show right now.
Oh, you missed out. Go check us out on YouTube right now. Check out OG's online at OG'sBrands.com and on Instagram at OG's Brands. That's OGEEZ. You can find their products at your local dispensary if you don't win. So it must be 21 years or older to purchase. And again, join OGs whenever they do those pool parties, by the way, you guys. One pro tip from your guy Derek over here. They'll give you a little coupon for free OGs that you can pick up at Soul Flower. So make sure to check out OGs pool parties over at the My Day Club because they are a blast. And that's why I don't remember taking that photo at all. But anyway, we're having a good time over here. We hope you guys are too. We thank you guys so much for joining us on the comments. I'm so thrilled to be back. I miss this guy. I miss all of you. I miss doing this show. And I'm definitely out of money. So I had to come back. It was my only choice. We thank you again for joining us in the chat and the comments. You can follow us on Twitter. I'm at @cap_caveman with a K. Unless you didn't like today's show or don't like me, then I'm at Jesse N. Friedman. And this guy over here, it does not have a Twitter account. But yeah, check him out at Jesse N. Friedman. Our show is at @PHNX_DBacks. But of course, all roads lead to at @PHNX_sports on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Again, thank you guys. On behalf of Jesse and myself, we appreciate you so much for your time. And remember, kids, baseball is fun, but it's so much more fun when you do something at the trade deadline.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.